I'm Dan Hughes in the Old Time Radio Corner. Clark Kent was Superman, Bruce Wayne was Batman, and Steve Adams was Straight Arrow. In each case, a man leading a double life, as an ordinary man on one hand and a legendary hero on the other. Steve Adams was a Comanche Indian raised by white settlers. As a teen, he heard the legend of a great Comanche warrior who would someday appear to do good deeds and make wrongs right. Adams felt it was his destiny to become that superhero, and so Straight Arrow was born. He had a secret cave and a wonder horse named Fury and a white man sidekick named Packy. Straight Arrow was on the air for just 3 years, from 1948 to 1951, but those lucky enough to hear it when it was on the air remember it vividly. Howard Culver played both Steve Adams and Straight Arrow. This episode, The Doctor and the Quack, was first aired on December 16, 1948.
N-A-B-I-S-C-O, Nabisco is the name to know. For a breakfast you can't beat, eat Nabisco, shredded wheat. Keen eyes fixed on a flying target. A gleaming arrow set against a rawhide string. A strong bow bent almost to the breaking point. And then... Straight Arrow! Nabisco Shredded Wheat presents Straight Arrow, a new thrilling adventure story from the exciting days of the Old West. To friends and neighbors alike, Steve Adams appeared to be nothing more than the young owner of the Broken Bow cattle spread. But when danger threatened innocent people, and when evildoers plotted against justice, then Steve Adams' rancher disappeared, and in his place came a mysterious, stalwart Indian, wearing the dress and war paint of a Comanche, riding the great golden Palomino Fury, galloping out of the darkness to take up the cause of law and order throughout the West, comes the legendary figure of Straight Arrow. The Sonora Diggings in the Red Mountains, north of the Broken Bow, was a raw mining camp built of canvas tents and tar paper shacks. Word of gold nuggets discovered in a mountain stream had brought a rush of prospectors, but no further discoveries were made, and Sonora dwindled down to about 50 of the most stubborn who still kept searching. But, sitting under the open flap of a tent close to the wagon trail, two men discussed it secretly.
You certain of that, Spike? You're positive it's gold?
I'm certain, Rackley. That ledge up behind the gravel slope. I stumbled over it this morning real early.
Nobody else knows about it yet?
No. But it's on land that's already been claimed. That's why I come to you, Rackley.
Why?
Well, you just arrived in Sonora. Nobody knows you. You're a smart hombre who never did an honest day's work in your life.
What's that?
Oh, now, don't get your dander up. You know what I mean.
You mean the only way to grab off that gold is by hook or crook, huh?
Yeah.
It won't be easy to make these here prospectors just up and leave their claims behind.
All that gold, Rackley, it's worth it, I tell you. Whatever your scheme you cook up, it's got to be real slick. These prospectors ain't fools. Any day one of them's bound... Hey, what are you staring at?
The gent riding in that wagon, Spike.
Hmm?
I've seen him before.
Well, I ain't. He's a stranger to Sonora.
I knew him back east. He used to be a doctor.
For Sawbones?
Yeah. Lost a patient and blamed himself. And now he's nothing but a tumbleweed.
Oh, hold there.
Sure, I'll get off here.
Suit yourself, stranger. You sure picked a dead enough spot. Sonora's no place for a wide awake gent.
Still toting that little black bag of his. That's him, all right. Doc Hawthorne.
What's all this got to do with us getting that gold?
Plenty, Spike. He showed up at just the right time. Tonight, after dark, you and me are calling on Doc Hawthorne. Don't move. Just sit tight, Hawthorne. This is a bowie knife right in your ribs.
Who are you?
I have nothing worth stealing.
Me and Spike ain't here for that.
Then what is it? There's something about your voice.
Yeah. We met before, Doctor.
Doctor? I'm not a doctor.
No? Kick up that fire, Spike.
Yeah.
Hey, now you can make me out, Hawthorne.
Rackley.
Yep.
That patient I lost back east. You were the...
Yeah, I was your orderly. Too bad you lost him, Doc. Awful careless of you.
Don't mention it. I've been trying to forget it.
Hawthorne, suppose I spread it around Sonora that you're Sawbones.
No. No, I've given up the practice of medicine. You mustn't speak of it. I've been disgraced enough.
Easy does it, Hawthorne. I'll make a deal with you.
A deal?
Yeah, Doc. Me and Spike got a little scheme cooked up.
I won't do anything dishonest.
You won't have to do nothing at all. Just play along, savvy?
Keep my identity secret, Rackley. That's all I ask. Keep it secret.
Sure, just like you say. You can hold up right here in your tent. I'm going to borrow that black bag of yours, Doc. For the next couple of weeks, I'm going to be the doctor.
What's that, Doc? If I don't savvy, I figured all I had was a cough.
I don't want to alarm you, but it might be worse. You stay in bed. It might be a heap sight worse.
Yeah, I do feel a mite under the weather. If you're a doctor...
I am, sister. You ain't the only one who's sick in these here diggings. Looks like to me there's some sort of epidemic.
It's spreading through the whole camp. I feel mighty poorly.
Epidemic. Pack up and vamoose.
My husband came here searching for gold. Now he's sick.
If you ask me, it's an epidemic. Back up and vamoose. Everybody's getting scared. That doc won't say nothing, but...
Sickness.
It's spreading, getting worse. Back up and vamoose.
And finally, while Steve Adams, Packy, and Mesquite were out riding in the direction of Sonora...
Land safe. What in sass going on? Look at that, Steve. A whole passel of folks riding mules and horses. Ain't they coming from Sonora?
Looks that way, Mesquite.
By cactus, that's the first time ever I seen folks stampeding away from a gold town.
Well, there must be a reason for it. They look frightened, Steve.
Well, they're coming closer. Maybe we can find out what it's about.
Hey! Hey there! What's wrong? What's wrong? Why have you left Sonora?
Land of Ocean, Steve. I can't make out what they're saying.
I did. They said plague.
Plague?
The plague? Steve.
No wonder they're all pulling out of Sonora. It's been hit by the plague. Say, gang, you want to know a foolproof way to make you wake up with a smile and jump out of bed in a hurry? Well, tonight or any night, just remind Mother you're going to want a straight arrow breakfast of Nabisco shredded wheat, sugar, and milk. Why, those crisp, golden shredded wheat biscuits look so good and taste so wonderful, you'll be raring to get to that breakfast table the minute you wake up. Now, of course, what makes Nabisco shredded wheat so extra swell is that good, golden Western wheat it's made of. Every spoonful's a spoonful of grand whole wheat flavor. And when you take an extra helping of those Nabisco shredded wheat biscuits, you're helping yourself to extra pep and go. Yes, sir, you're getting a breakfast standby that stands by you all morning. So for a real straight arrow breakfast that tastes fine and packs a load of energy, tell Mother to get the Niagara Falls package of the original shredded wheat. That's Nabisco shredded wheat. Rackley's scheme to take over the Sonora claims in order to grab off all the gold is working out perfectly. By spreading word that the mining camp has been hit by a deadly plague, he and Spike have started a frantic stampede out of town.
Doc Rackley. That's rich, ain't it, Spike?
Yeah. You and that little black bag of Hawthorne sure put folks in a panic.
Does Hawthorne savvy what we've been up to?
I don't know, Rackley. He ain't left the tent yonder. Why, do you think he crosses up?
I don't know.
He might have heard folks talking.
He might.
Rackley, everybody's pulled out. There's only the three of us left in Sonora.
What are you getting at?
Do we want to split the gold with anybody else?
You mean Hawthorne?
Yeah, that's exactly what I mean. You better get rid of him, Rackley.
Spike, I reckon you're right. And there's no time like right now. Keep your gun handy. As soon as he pokes his head out of the tent, pull trigger.
Yeah.
Hey, Hawthorne!
Maybe he's asleep.
Must be. Then we can bury him right in his blankets. Come on, Spike. Wake up, Hawthorne.
Rackley, he's gone.
You'll see for yourself. Empty. He's cleared out.
Why that ornery?
Look there. On the back of the tent.
Yeah. Cut a slit in the canvas and slipped out.
Here's the marks of his boots. Tracks are fresh, Rackley. Couldn't happen more than just a kiss. Hey, what the...
Hold your fire, Spike.
But that's him.
Hey, it's too dark. You'd just be wasting bullets. We'll catch up with him and then finish him off. Come on, Pronto.
Meanwhile, all that afternoon, Mesquite Molly had been trying to make up her mind.
The plague in Sonora. All them folks leaving. But there must be other folks still there. Sick folks that need nursing.
While Steve and Packy were busy out on the range, she debated what to do. Until finally...
Danger or no danger, I can't sit here doing nothing while folks need attention. I'll leave a note for Steve and Packy. They'll understand.
There's Hawthorne now, Rackley. Heading up that slope.
Here, hold your fire. He can't get away from us now. That pony he's riding is plumb tuckered out.
Reckon we can catch him?
Look, his pony's quitting now. He's found it. It's no use, Hawthorne.
He's scrambling on foot.
Use your lasso.
Yeah, let me get a loop now.
Get away from me.
No. Get
there.
No.
A nice toss, Spike. You caught him right around the neck. Well, steady, you rough-eared cayuse. Well, Hawthorne, making a break for it, was you?
I don't know what you mean.
Found out what we was up to, eh?
Yes, I did.
What'd you have in mind? You figured to ride out to that mob and tell them to come back?
If I hadn't been so wrapped up in myself, I'd have realized sooner.
Realized what?
You know very well what. Somehow you located a valuable gold vein. But the claim owner's gone.
Yeah, they're gone right enough. And so will you be in just one second.
You're going to kill me.
You're a smart hombre, Doc.
Perhaps. But I really don't care.
You don't, huh?
I have nothing left to live for. All my life I worked to be a doctor. And now...
Sure. We'll write something like that on your gravestone. Say your prayers, Hawthorne. You're
hey, Rackley.
Don't bother me, Spike. Can't you
listen,
see
it? Listen, somebody's traveling fast, heading this way.
Help!
Bless
help!
Your heart.
Rackley, that rider's coming straight for us. What are we going to do?
Just follow my lead. I'll handle this. Howdy there.
Now, what are these
bastards?
Whoa,
whoa,
up there.
Whoa. Well, that'll be a female.
Yeah, I didn't expect to run across anybody this side of Sonora. Well, who's that?
How's that, ma'am?
At your feet, that man. He's not...
Dead? Oh, no, ma'am. What was you said about Sonora?
That's where I'm bound for.
Now, ma'am, haven't you heard of...
About the plague? Yes, I have. But I understand there's a doctor there. There are people who might need nursing, so I thought...
Well, that's right. Brave of you, ma'am. And, oh, about this gent here. He's got it.
The plague?
Yeah. Poor fellow went out of his head. Spike and I had to come after him and knock him out.
You did?
Of course, ma'am. The plague. Can't let him get loose. He'll carry it with him wherever he goes.
Yes, that's so. Poor feller. But who are you? You must be the doctor.
Yes, indeed. That's just who I am. Dr. Rackley, ma'am. Now, you better head back where you came from.
No.
Ma'am, it's dangerous. The plague
is... I know
is...
all about that, doctor. But I'm willing to face it.
I see.
Besides, I'm not the only one. I left word for Steve Adams and Packy.
What's that? Who are they?
From the Broken Bow Ranch. I told them I was heading for Sonora to fight this year plague. And if I know them two, they'll do the very same thing as soon as they read my note.
Do you think they've read it by now?
Well, they must have. I left before dark.
Well, that's just... too bad, ma'am.
Hey, What are you doing? Well, you're pushing it.
Mike, use that rope. Tie her up.
What are you...
Button your lip, sister. This rope goes on you and it stays.
What does this mean? You're not a doctor. And that man on the ground...
He doesn't have the plague. You're right, ma'am. You wanted to go to Sonora, did you? Well, that's just where you're going, Savvy. You and Hawthorne here.
You won't get away with it. Stephen Patrick...
Whoever they are, let them come. We'll be ready for them. We'll be ready for them plenty.
Mesquite and the unconscious Hawthorne were quickly hurried back to Sonora and placed in one of the many mining tunnels that were worked into the face of the cliff. And an hour later, as Steve and Packy approached along the wagon trail...
There's your town right up ahead, Steve.
Yeah, Packy.
By Cactus, if Mesquite Molly can stand it, I reckon you and me...
Wait up, Packy. A man on the trail right ahead of us. Whoa. Mister, who are you and what's the idea of pulling trigger?
I'm Dr. Rackley. I pulled trigger for your own protection, gentlemen. This town is plague-ridden. Nobody can enter.
You mean you're keeping folks out?
For your own good.
You say your name is Rackley?
Yes, Dr. Rackley. Why?
Oh, no reason. Come on, Packy, let's go.
Yeah, but Steve, what about Mesquite? Hey, say, Doc, what happened to Mesquite Molly?
Who?
Packy's talking about our housekeeper. We found a note saying she was coming here. Have you seen her?
No.
But dagnabbit, she must...
I'm sorry. No one by that name has come to Sonora. There's a wagon trail behind you, gentlemen. Turn your horses and start out. And keep right on going.
Let's go, Packy. Adios, mister.
Steve, I don't savvy. If Mesquite didn't go to that there mining camp, then where in the blazes did she go?
Packy, that man has stopped us. He's no more a doctor than I am.
Ain't he? Ho, ho, ho. Now, Steve, you mean he's a crook or something?
Maybe.
And you mean that... You mean Mesquite is in Sonora?
We were following her trail.
My cactus, the polecat. Come on, Steve.
Easy, partner. Easy.
Hey, but we got to go back.
And what? Run into an ambush? Packy, that hombre wasn't alone. There was another man up on the ridge with a rifle. I saw the barrel gleaming in the moonlight.
But what have they done with Mesquite Molly?
That's why we left.
Huh?
We couldn't locate her this way, Packy. That man knows us. He'll be watching for us.
Keno, but still, Steve, you mean straight air?
Yeah. There are many things an Indian can do that a white man can't. If those hombres are up to something, they'll be on the alert for white men, not an Indian. Come along, Packy, to Sundown Valley in the hidden cave. But while Steve Adams gallops for Sundown Valley to take up his role as Straight Arrow beside the wagon trail outside Sonora...
We gotta do it, Spike. The sooner the better.
But those two gents rode away, Rackley. They don't suspect nothing.
They will when that Mesquite female doesn't appear back at that Broken Bow Ranch. No, Spike, we can't take chances. Hawthorne and Mesquite female are the only ones that might talk. We gotta take care of them. Make certain they never talk.
Say, that Straight Arrow is really on the ball, isn't he? Just as alert and filled with pep and go as all the boys and girls who enjoy a Straight Arrow breakfast of Nabisco shredded wheat each morning. Now, if you haven't already, why don't you try delicious Nabisco shredded wheat, sugar, and milk for your breakfast tomorrow? Add some bananas or canned berries if you like. Now, there's the breakfast standby that stands by you. Because Nabisco shredded wheat is pure, sun-ripened western wheat, flavor-filled with all nature's goodness, and chock-full of vitamins and minerals. Ask Mother to get you Nabisco shredded wheat tomorrow. You'll want it for breakfast each and every day of the year after that. Make sure you get the big Niagara Falls package. That tells you it's the original shredded wheat. Nabisco shredded wheat, the breakfast standby that stands by you. A short distance from the Broken Bow Ranch house lay Sundown Valley, and in it, through a secret entrance known only to Steve Adams and Packy, a vast subterranean cave. The walls of the cave glitter with crystals of gold. From an unknown source comes light that spreads a shimmering gleam everywhere, and standing in the glowing light is a great golden palomino. A Comanche bow and Comanche arrows hang on the wall. There is Comanche war paint, Comanche garb, In a moment, Steve Adams' rancher is gone, and in his place...
Yes, Curry, it is I, Straight Arrow!
A clatter of hoofs in the vast vaulted cave.
Anyone?
An Indian war whoop that rings from the glittering rock. Out into the open gallops the great golden Palomino Fury. And riding bareback, clad in Indian garb from head to toe, Straight Arrow on the trail of justice.
Yes, Packy. Fury and I will go ahead. You come after me as fast as you can.
Pino, get up, man!
Up, Palomino! Palomino! Fury!
Hold steady, Fury, steady. This is close enough, Palomino. There is Sonora below us, clear in the moonlight. What is that? Closer, Fury. Hold steady. So, two men near the bottom of the cliff. One of them is Rackley. Cannot see what they are doing, but I... Yes, a tunnel in the cliff. Steady. Wait here, Stallion. Make no sound. I must hurry.
That does it. Spike.
Coming, boss.
Well, Spike, you got the fuse all planted, leading right to this here tunnel?
Yeah, all set, Rackley. Yeah, I see you got the gunpowder attached into the rock already.
Yeah. And the whole business right in front of a couple of wide-eyed spectators.
Rackley, listen to me.
No use begging for your life, Doc.
Not my life. I don't give a hang. Mine's wasted anyway, but you've no call to murder this woman.
Murder, huh?
Let her go. Set her free, Rackley. Kill me if you have to, but...
Hawthorne, save your breath.
They'll let you go, Misty.
That pair of buzzards? Not a chance.
Ma'am, you got a sharp edge, that tongue of yours.
All you two care about is gold.
No, that's a real smart figuring. Matter of fact, when this blast goes off, it'll serve two purposes. It'll be your finish, and it'll also expose that vein of gold ore me and Spike found.
That gold doesn't belong to you.
Sure it does, Doc. Everybody else is gone.
Because you picked them.
All finished, Rackley.
The fuse tied in?
Yeah. All we do is go back to the other end and set a match to it and wait
and
for
wait
the...
for the explosion.
Yeah. Come on, Rackley. Let's get it over with.
Yes, yeah, Spike. Adios to both of you. I'm taking this pine quartz with me. Hope you don't mind the dark. Oh, say, one more thing before you die. Hawthorne, you know that patient of yours back east?
What about him?
It wasn't your fault he passed on. It was my fault.
What? What are you saying?
I was your orderly, wasn't I? I gave him the wrong medicine, Doc. It was my mistake, not yours. Just
Rackley.
Thought I'd let you know.
Rackley! His mistake. His. And all the time I blamed myself.
Now don't take on, mister.
I gave up the practice of medicine. I gave up everything.
Mister, this ain't no time for regrets about the past. Here in the dark, you and me are just about to meet our maker.
Huh?
The gunpowder. They're going out, stepped off.
Oh, yes, for a moment I... Yes, Miss Keith. Now that I have everything to live for, now I'm going to die.
The same here. And I don't relish it one bit. Doc, it's no use. They're tough as rawhide. All we can do is sit here and say our prayers until... What's that?
I hear nothing.
I do.
The sputter of the fuse.
I don't know. It's all fire dark. Well, if we could only see...
Mesquite. Mesquite Molly.
Lancis, who...
It is I, Mesquite. Straight Arrow.
Straight Arrow. Praise be. The red man, you're too late. They let out to set off the blast. They must have lit the fuse already. They'll get all of us now. Hawthorne and me and you too. We're all done for.
That finishes them off, Spike.
Yeah, Rackley. I thought it would never let go.
It let go, all right. Hey, what's biting you?
Nothing.
Can't you never finish anybody off before this?
It ain't that. It's only...
Only what?
Rackley, I could have swore I saw somebody else go into that tunnel.
Huh?
Just before the explosion.
But you didn't see him come out, did you?
No, he didn't come out.
All right, then, who cares? Two dead or three, what's the difference? Come on, Spike, let's turn in. Tomorrow we start digging out that gold. That's enough for now. I'm plumb tuckered out.
Yeah, same here. Let's put this lump of ore into the wheelbarrow.
Bradley, mister.
Hey, what the...
No, you don't. Oh! Get up, paint horse. You reach for your guns again and I'll blast you to bits.
Mister, who in blazes are you? And what call do you have to come busting in here?
I got plenty. On account of that there gold don't belong to you. It belongs to the folks you flim-flammed. All the Sonora prospectors.
You're loco. What prospectors? They're all gone. Ain't nobody here but me and Spike.
Pino, only I'll tell you something, mister. They're all coming back.
Coming back? Here to Sonora?
Yep. On account of somebody's going to tell them that there weren't any sickness here to begin with. Not any real sickness.
Look at here, mister. Where'd you learn all about this? You show up out of the blue. You ain't a lawman. But all of a sudden, you start talking about...
No, Spike, hey, what
no,
are
you doing? Get out of that tunnel! No, don't move, mister.
You outsmarted me.
Yeah, you couldn't watch both of us, huh? I don't know how you know and found out so much, savvy. But me and Spike got rid of a couple of witnesses already. We blasted them to bits with gunpowder. Now I'm going to... My hand!
Give me a gold arrow!
Do not move. That arrow came from my bow. There are many more in my quiver.
A red man.
Packy, you are all right.
No straight arrow. Not hurt at all.
My hand. Blast two red men. You got no right to...
Rackley, behind him. I'm seeing things.
Yeah. Me too. It can't be.
Hello, Rackley.
Hawthorne. Doc Hawthorne. Not female. But it can't be. Last night...
Just right enough. And if it wasn't for a straight arrow, we'd be dead and gone. He came into the tunnel just in time. The
fuse was already lighted. Straight arrow broke it in two. He led us to safety, then afterwards lit the fuse again.
Lit it again? Rackley, I told you it took too long. I told you...
Shut up, Spike. Shut up. We're lit.
Yes, Rackley, you are. Packy, you will ride and bring back the prospectors?
Sure will, straight arrow.
Packy, I'm going with you.
Now, Hawthorne, you don't have to bother.
It's no bother at all. As a matter of fact, they may refuse to return unless they're certain there is no plague here in Sonora.
Yes, Hawthorne, and no one can convince them better than you. After all, are you not a doctor?
Straight arrow, I am. I am indeed. For the first time in many years, I can call myself Dr. Hawthorne.
Now, boys and girls, here's an old friend of yours, the one and only Packy. And I think he has a little pep talk for you. Right, Packy?
I reckon that's a good way to put it, partner. Because I'm aiming to mention the pep you fellas and girls can have by packing away a real straight-arrow breakfast of Nabisco shredded wheat. Yes, sir, that'll give you the old ginger and go every time.
Now you're talking, Packy. A straight-arrow breakfast of Nabisco shredded wheat, sugar, and milk certainly gives you the breakfast standby that stands by you all morning long.
Now you're talking, Mr. Bingman. When you fix yourself a big bowl full of them golden biscuits, you're putting away the kind of chow that'll keep you going straight to noontime vittles.
And what's more, boys and girls, Nabisco shredded wheat is made only from pure Western wheat. Sun-ripened grain that's flavor-filled with nature's own goodness and chock-full of vitamins and minerals. Get the Niagara Falls package of the original shredded wheat. That's Nabisco shredded wheat, the breakfast standby that stands by you.
Hunter, Palomino! Paliwa, Fury!
For thrilling adventures of the Old West, ride with Straight Arrow. And remember, N-A-B-I-S-C-O, Nabisco is the name to know. For a breakfast you can't beat, eat Nabisco shredded wheat. Listen again Tuesday, same time, same station, for another adventure with Straight Arrow. This program came from Hollywood. Stay tuned now for Bobby Benson's B-Bar B-Riders, which follows over most of these same stations immediately. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.
From December 16, 1948, The Doctor and the Quack, an episode of Straight Arrow. If there are old-time radio programs you remember and would like to hear again, drop me a note at Dan, D-A-N, at radiofun.info. Thanks for listening. In the Old Time Radio Corner, I'm Dan Hughes.